story appeal continued. The people are sitting there basking in the sun, not doing anything. Most of them are older. The people are nice. Deep within, I still believe that, he says to himself. Most of us are nice to others as well, and living decently okay. And then we zoom into the body, into the mind of a man sitting there on a bench in the sun next to that channel. And now I am, by the way, at Stockholms Rundförening, which is Djurgården over there. But Djurgårdsbron. And we're going to his mind, and he's sitting reading down his screen, and he looks a little worried. Talks about World War, this and that. It's, you know, there are storm clouds, and they are for real, and they are coming closer. He's starting to see it, and no one else can see it. Maybe we start following him a bit as he's trying to talk to his body sitting there. You know, this it looks bad, and it's enough. I don't care about such things. Can't do anything about it anyway. And he's going like, but hey, this could be for real. They say that if this oil export channel is being closed just a few weeks more, there will be a serious shortage of food in the world, especially in Europe. This autumn. And it will happen. There's nothing we can do about it now. And they, well, now you just stop. I don't want to talk about this, I said. So he's sitting there alone, walking off. And well, in front of him, where he walks there, he sees Pio standing. Sitting on a bench, just enjoying the sunshine with closed eyes and headphones on.